The Gemara in Chesam Adalf is trying to figure out what's the reason why you can't be matful a kli on Shabbos, and the Gemara says, according to Rabbi, it's a gzera shem yidlan abiyado v'yavirin ha-ramas b'shus ha-rabim. It's the gzera de Rabbi. So the Rishonim are bothered that why does the Gemara say the problem of Shema Yavirenu Abramas Mishus Arabim and the issue of Mavred Aramas Mishus Arabim? Why don't we say the issue is because of Shema Yatsiyenu? You're going to take it from Mishus Yachad to Mishus Arabim. That's a more immediate problem. Why does Rabbi only worry about the Havara, not the Isser of Haitzah, Mishus Yachad to Mishus Arabim? And the Rishonim asked this Kasha over here, also in Sukkah and Daf and Gilma. We spoke about it over there. And this is a Kasha whenever Rabbi brings in his Gezerah. And I thought that perhaps you could answer this kasha like this. The Bir Halacha asks a kasha. He says, we know that there's a machlokes rishonim. In order to be considered Rishus Rabim Daraisa, do you need Shishim Ribay or not? Is it enough to have a Tezayin Amah? Do you also need Shishim Ribay? So some rishonim hold you need Shishim Ribay just like you had in the Midbar. There was Shishim Ribay. Other rishonim say you don't need Shishim Ribay. Tezayin Amah is enough to be Rishus Rabim Daraisa. So in fact, the Bir Halacha, if you hold that you need Shishim Ribay to be a Rishus Rabim Daraisa, then it's very difficult to understand this Gezerah Darabah. In the time when they made this Gezerah, there were very few cities in the whole world that had Shishim Ribay. It was not that common. So to say that there were Iker, the mitzvah of Shifer and Lulav, all these Gezerahs happened just because of one or two cities where you had Shishim Ribay, is not very mistaber. Most places in the world did not have Shishim Ribay. Why would they be Iker these mitzvahs just because of one or two cities that had Shishim Ribay? So the Bir Halacha says that Lachar is a raya that you don't need Shishim Ribay. If you don't need Shishim Ribay, then it's very common. Every city has a Rishus Rabim of Tezayin Amah. But if you need Shishim Ribay, it's very hard to understand why Rabbah would make this Gezeira if it's not something which is common at all. So Rabbi Yehuda Yala, the Maria Asad and the Chubis Yehuda Yala, Talmud of the Chassam Sefer, says a Gemalik Hatetz to answer this Kasha. He asks this on his own, and he says like this. He wants to say that even those who Shonim who hold that you need Shishim Ribay for it to be Rishus Rabim Daraisa, that's only when it comes to Haitzah, the Malacha of Haitzah. But for the Malacha of Mavid Aramis Rishus Rabim, there would be murder that you do not need Shishim Ribay. Why? Because the Gemara says in Shabbos, on Tzadi Zayin, that this, the Malacha of Haitzah, we learn out from the Mishkan, like all the other Malachas. But Mavir, they didn't have that in the Mishkan. Where do you know Mavir from? The Gemara ends up saying it's Hilchasa Gemarila, it's Halacha Meshmi Sinai, it's its own Chiddush, nothing to do with the Malachas we learn from the Mishkan. So he says that the Rishonim who say you need Shishim Ribay, that's because it's dumi to the Mishkan. In the Midbar, they had Shishim Ribay. But Mavir, which is not learned from the Mishkan, Yitaka don't need Shishim Ribay, and there would be Chayiv for Mavir on Amos Mishus Arabim, even without Shishim Ribay. The Rishonim who say you need Shishim Ribay are only going on Haitzah and not on Havara. So if you that, he says, that would answer the Kasha of the Bir Halacha. Why is it that you, there guys exert the rabbi, even though it's not common to have Shishim Ribay? If you those who shine him, because by Shami Avarenu, you don't need Shishim Ribay. For Avar, you don't need Shishim Ribay. And that's what he says to answer that kasha. And about Lufi that, it's a Miyush of Hetev, the kasha that we shine him. Why did Rabbi say Shami Avarenu and not Shami Yotzianu? Because Shami Yotzianu Taka wouldn't be a problem. We're not worried about Shami Yotzianu because that's a very far out chashash that there's going to be a city with Shishim Ribay and somebody's going to do it. That wouldn't be enough of reason to be Iker these mitzvahs to make the Gzer de Rabbah. But Shem Yavirenu is something very common, because for Shem Yavirenu you don't need Shishim Ribay. That's something that can happen all the time. And for that, it would be mistaber to make such a Gzerah, and that could be a teretz to the Kasha of Rishonim, like Tosfos over here asks this Kasha, that why we're a Gzer Shem Yavirenu and not Shem Yotzianu.